Good day, passenger. Welcome aboard Mileage Airways again. This flight will be taking us through mile 31. This is a big milestone because 31 episodes, that's crazy. But this is your captain, Katilem, speaking, and I have some information about our flight as usual. So our flight time today would be around 15 minutes, roughly. And we would be flying through the skies of physics and life. This mile is loaded. So today I have the pleasure of flying alone. There will be no co-pilots. It's just me and you on this solo journey. So fasten your seat belts and get ready as we take off. Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Yes, so I'm going to be diving straight into it. I'm flying straight into the cruising altitude. Today, this mile is a very special mile because I feel like I've tapped straight from the Lord Jesus Christ, man. Like, this is heavy. Today, we're going to be talking about the correlation between physics and life. And we're going to be starting with the law of attraction. You know, the first time I heard about the concept of the law of attraction, I was like, what's this? I think I heard about it in a book called The Secret. And to be honest, if you're on social media now, Instagram, TikTok, you're just hearing law of attraction, what the hell does this even mean? I kept thinking to myself. So I actually thought like it was some mumbo jumbo thing until recently. But then something I found out recently also helped me solidify how the law of attraction actually works, and that it actually works. So I came across this guy. His name is Gary Brecker, right? He's a human biologist and a biohacker. So a biohacker is basically someone who uses science and technology to enhance the functioning of their body. So I came across this guy and he introduced me to, actually from listening to him, I realized why the law of attraction actually works. So in physics, there's this phenomenon called constructive interference. So basically, if two waves of similar sizes intertwine, or if they come together, the resulting wave is double the amount of the two waves that have come together. So basically adding the two waves together to form a new wave. And that's something that happens in physics. And you find out that sometimes you meet people and you guys just connect on a level that just takes the eventual connection to a higher level. And sometimes you actually meet people and you connect with them and, you know, it brings down your own energy. So that's what we would call destructive interference. So this is something that happens with our energies as well. You know, if you conceptualize something, you know, you think of yourself as, okay, this is a goal I've set for myself. Because you've set that goal for yourself, you end up finding out that you attract it to you. You don't even have to go chase it. You know, you just somehow in your life, you just find out that things just start aligning in that purpose. It's like, if you go out, so try this tomorrow. If I ask you today, while you're listening to this, that if I ask you to recount how many blue cars you saw on the road, you probably won't be able to give a number because you weren't paying attention to the blue cars, right? But if I tell you now, if I put it as a challenge to you that tomorrow, before you go out, just put it in your head that you're going to count all the blue cars that you see. All of a sudden, you start noticing all the blue cars. They were there the previous day. You just did not align to that, and you didn't put it as something that was part of your thought process. And so if you actually actively look for the blue cars, you would be able to come back at the end of your day and say, okay, I actually saw 15 blue cars today. That was your wavelength just matching with that thought process's wavelength. And so that's when, you know, I started believing the whole law of attraction thing. But that's something that I will talk about more in another episode, you know, with the frequencies and all of that. But then while listening to Gary Brecker, I came across another phenomenon, you know, in physics, right? This, you know, some researchers isolated about 25,000 people and they were going to measure the, apparently there's a research called the Spain research. It's called the scale of positive and negative experience. So basically they can measure the frequency leaving the human body and they can isolate it with so much accuracy that they can be able to tell they can be able to measure the different emotions that people feel. So that's from anger to passion to elation to despair to joy to arousal. And they found out that, this is very interesting, they found out that the highest frequency leaving a human body is the frequency of authenticity. Now, I said this in my last episode with Rebecca, but I just touched on it, but now I'm giving it more life. The frequency of authenticity, and apparently that frequency is 4,000 times more powerful than the next most powerful frequency, which is the frequency of love. And this is so crazy because authenticity is so real. It's so important to how we live our lives. And you find out that if you're not authentic with yourself, you struggle with so many things in life. Even in the Bible, it says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his soul? So it's actually possible for you to actually, you know, get some form of success, you know, kind of lying your way through or kind of cheating your way through. But at some points, the chickens come home to roost, right? And he basically was explaining how we should not admire people for their success or for their authenticity. One thing I've noticed with authenticity is obviously, like, it's not easy to not tell a lie. You know, I've actually thought this through. I decided to start being authentic with everything I do, you know, try my best not to tell lies. But it's not so easy to not tell a lie, because if you actually make it as a challenge to always say the truth, you realize how there's so many little lies you tell that you're so used to telling them that you don't even realize that it's actually a lie, right? And you know, I actually started practicing it, and one thing I noticed is that my intuition started getting better. Because obviously, like, if you practice saying the truth a lot of the time, your inner structure starts to form, right? It starts to get stronger and stronger because you know that you don't have to feign anything to anybody. You're just who you are, regardless of the circumstance. So you tend to trust yourself a bit more. And there are some times in life where things happen, like a lot of things happen to you that you have only yourself to trust. And if you've lied so much, you can't even trust yourself. And you can't even look to yourself in a time where things are so bad. And that's why authenticity is so crucial, because it helps also with your intuition and with trusting yourself to make the right choice about anything. A lack of authenticity falsifies your intuition, basically. And imagine a situation where you can't even trust yourself. That's a recipe for disaster. And so, like, you know, being authentic with someone can literally even change their own frequency, because, you know, and you see this with people who they're just unapologetically yourself. An encounter with them and you just realize, bruh, I need to do something about my own self. You know, I love the way this guy is just so unapologetic. I love the way this guy is just so real. You know, it kind of inspires something in you. And yeah, this is really what it takes, you know, and the effects of just being authentic. And so when I came across this guy's study, I just knew that this is something that's real. And this is something that, you know, if you implement in your life, the upper limits are endless. In fact, there are almost no upper limits. Jordan Peterson always says that you should say the truth, or at least don't lie. And he says that the truth is the adventure. Telling the truth is an adventure to life, because really and truly, even the Bible says the truth sets you free. So basically, it sets you free from something. Something that sets you free means you were in bondage. So telling the truth sets you free and sets you on an adventure. Usually, while growing up, the reason why we wanted to leave the house was just so that we could go on adventures, you know, we could feel free, you know, outside our parents, guardians. But that's basically what the truth does. It just sets you free from anything that can hold you back. And telling the truth is not always easy, like I said, but yeah, so this is my take on authenticity. This is something that I have learned from the physical world, or from the world of physics. Now, another thing I learned from the world of physics is Newton's laws. Now, the thing is, when you read about these Renaissance men, you realize that they actually had a lot to them, and they probably had so much revelations that they couldn't express any other way but through their crafts or through calculations. Now, someone like Sir Isaac Newton, we all know him, the guy that the apple fell on his head, blah, blah, blah. I heard the story is false, but anyway, it helps the narrative. So if you're conversant with early stage physics, you would know that Newton came up with three laws of motion. Now, I'm going to read these laws, and I would say that the first time I heard these laws, obviously, I heard them in physics class in secondary school, in high school, but when I started my own self-development journey and I listened to these laws again, or I think I stumbled on them, and I was like, this guy wasn't even talking about physics. This guy was just talking about life, and he just found a way to put equations to it. Now, let me read the first law. Newton's first law of motion states that, which is also called the law of inertia. Inertia, it states that an object at rest will remain at rest, and an object in motion will continue moving in a straight line at a constant speed unless acted upon by an external force. This is probably the most self-explanatory out of the three laws, because you realize that sometimes you're just so low in life, you know, you're not making any efforts, and maybe something happened to you and you're just out of it. You realize that the more you stay in that state, the harder it is to come out, which is him saying that an object at rest will remain at rest until it's acted upon by an external force. And also, on the flip side, an object in motion will continue moving in a straight line at a constant speed. And this just reminds me of consistency. You know, when you get consistent at something, you do something for 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, you realize that it's actually harder to stop than to keep moving, you know. And it's just, let me use an example. Let me use the gym, right? You haven't been to the gym in like 2 months. To register for the gym, you'll be dragging your feet, you know. It's going to be hard to get back into that flow, which is the object being at rest, remaining at rest. But then something happens in your life. Let's say, what will I use for guys? Let's say like a breakup, or, you know, for girls also a breakup too. Like, it's mostly breakups that take people to the gym. But yeah, like, you just realize that that's an external force. And then when you get in the motion of it, you just stay there. You get, so that's Newton's first law. Now, Newton's second law, this is also called the law of acceleration. It states that the acceleration of an object is directly proportional to the net force acting on it and inversely proportional to its mass. This one is so crazy, because basically the acceleration of an object is how quickly it's moving, right? And how is basically the rate of change of velocity, which is velocity is also speed. So basically how fast you're moving is called the acceleration. Now, they're saying that Newton is saying that that acceleration is directly proportional to the force acting on it. So basically how quickly you're moving in life is directly proportional to the force acting on you, which is your motivation or your inspiration. And it's inversely proportional. Inversely proportional means the more, so basically it's inversely proportional to its mass. So that means the more mass, the less acceleration, and the less mass, the more acceleration. Isn't that so crazy? Because the weight you carry hinders your movement, literally. Like, the heavier you are, the harder it is for you to move. And what this means is, if you have things on your mind, you know, you have all these things that you're struggling with, it's harder to move. However, on the flip side, if you're able to get rid of, you know, your anxiety, your depression, your self-doubt, all of that mass, all of that weight, then your rate of acceleration also increases. Guys, this is crazy. How did Newton create formulas out of these things that are just life laws? And now his third law, which is the heaviest of them all, is the law of action and reaction. I don't even think I need to say anything here. This law states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. My guy actually came out with a formula for this. But what this just says is, this, there's no difference between this and Jesus's. They asked Jesus, you know, when he was preaching, they asked him that, guy, all these things you're saying, what are the most important laws? And he said there are two. He said one is love God with all your heart and all your soul and all of that. And the second one he said was love your neighbor as you love yourself. In another version, you can say love do unto others what you want others to do unto you. There's no difference between that and this law of action and reaction, which states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This is where I'm going to end this episode, because my mind is just going to so many places and there are so many more laws. So I'll most likely make an episode 2 of this. I'm going to end it here. Thank you for boarding this flight. Please subscribe, rate, review, and I will see you in the next mile. I hope you enjoyed your flights. Cabin crew, prepare for landing.